I greet you all once again in the precious name of our Lord Jesus. So soon, we were here just a short while ago to say hello. Now it's goodbye. Have you learned something? Let's not return to Singapore. Only much talk, no action. Have you made some resolution? They say resolutions are made to be broken. But pray that you will resolve that after this camp, there is going to be a difference. I've said this many times. We are all invested. There must be a return. Did God send us here for nothing? Of course not. Let's return to Singapore with a firm resolve that we are going to live a little differently. You say, watch and pray. Who is going to watch and pray? Oh, he is going to, not me. Have you thought how many minutes more in praying and reading the Word of God are you willing to give to the Lord? How many more minutes? I know it's very difficult to wake up early in the morning, but remember the story of my secretary. When she was bitten by the golf bug, 7 o'clock sharp, she's at the golf course to tee off. Will the gospel bug cause you to wake up early? How many more minutes are you willing to give the Lord? Many of you know that my habit was 4:30 a.m. It was a habit which I cultivated from school days. And then it continued. But not for the same reason now. Of course, I don't wake up at 4:30. Depending. Some days earlier, some days later. But the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak, you know. You wake up and then, why should I get up out of bed? So comfortable. Remember the Lord. You have an appointment with Him. Keep that appointment. How many more minutes are you willing to give to Him? So remember, don't only talk and no action. On earth, there is never complete peace. We have a wonderful camp. I recall the first ever camp we had in the BP church, and I was the camp master. How long ago was that? 65 years ago. And camp matron was my wife. And our cook was the caterer. And we had 40 campers. This was in Changi. It was a beautiful camp, never forgotten. Now, this is the biggest and the best. And I will never forget this. Not just for the numbers, but for the incidents that have happened. We never had anyone whose clothes caught fire. But this is the first time. And there are so many cases reported of food poisoning. Amazing. So you see the danger of coming to a Bible camp. Let's return to Singapore. As I said, we have to say goodbye. But I have read chosen this passage of scripture about a place where we are all headed for, where when we get there, there will be no more goodbyes. When you get back to Singapore, there's something we all will do. You know what? All of us will head home. Home, sweet home. There's no place like home. But I assure you that before long, home will not be the home you wanted. It is inevitable. That's why Jesus says, "In my Father's house are many mansions." That is home. Our permanent home. I just thought back and counted. My homes in Singapore, the houses we lived in, 8 times we moved house, 8 times. Not by choice, but many times by circumstances. How many times have you moved? When are you moving again? Oh dear friends, home sweet home. Is there a place where we eventually will all get there and never have to part, never have to have clothes catch fire, food poisoning, or any sort of unfavorable happening? Is there? Please look at your Bible. John 14 is so good. Watch and pray that one day you will be surely in this happy home. Let not your heart be troubled. I came with a brother, and then he was one of those who caught food poisoning. So I was asked to change transportation back. So these are the things that you never expected and never planned. Let not your heart be troubled. There is no peace on earth, please understand. No matter how perfect your home is, very soon it will be imperfect. Somehow. Somehow or other. Events that you never anticipated and you never wished for, you never wanted, will happen to you, to me. This is part of the world scene. Verse 1, John 14. These are the words of everlasting truth and life. Jesus says to you, you come to a camp, you learn to watch and pray, and in this environment, you're doing pretty well. When you're back in Singapore, will you still watch and pray? Let not your heart be troubled. Yes. You say, I'm at perfect peace. I say, God bless you. Congratulations. You have family, wife, children, all complete. Everybody at perfect peace. Wonderful. Congratulations. And God bless you. However, I cannot foresee that it will go on forever, because it is not part of this life. Sooner or later, something will happen. Things you never planned for. Who planned for food poisoning? Nobody. But thank God for the doctors who were present. You know, in heaven, there will be no jobs for doctors. There will be no doctors because there will be no sickness. And a lot of other things will not be present in the wonderful place. Are you headed for that happy land? Let not your heart be troubled. Today you meet with food poisoning, with some other unhappy event. Jesus says, don't worry. These things must be part of this earthly sin. You cannot avoid it. However, make very sure you have the backup. The total, everlasting, peaceful environment that God has prepared. Are you on the way there? Watch and pray. Watch and pray that you will never want to think of something else. In my Father's house are many mansions. If they were not so, I would have told you. We have a wonderful, wonderful Savior. He tells us all we need to know. And He says, forget about your wonderful new acquisition. Condominium now, upgraded. So good, so good. Some of you have been to my place, and I had a patient from Indonesia came to visit me. After the visit, he says, "Doctor, when you finish, can I buy over your apartment? It's so good. I want to move from Indonesia to Singapore, upgrade, and become a PR one day." Please understand, these things are so temporary. Make sure you have PR in heaven, not on earth. There are some who are aspiring, dreaming, "Oh, if only I can be PR in America. So good." Let me tell you, there are some Americans who come to Singapore and don't want to leave. They say, "Singapore is so good, you can go out at night and don't get mugged and robbed and beaten up or killed." So where is the peace? In my Father's house. Have you got a place in Father's house? Oh dear friends, I know my time is nearly up, so I will have to hurry on. But make sure, please, the time to make sure is now. In my Father's house, I have a place reserved for me. How good it is to arrive one day and find that your name is written there. You have a place there. All because our Savior paid the price for it. And He says it's free of charge. Freehold. How good. Nowadays, you buy a lot of houses and apartments in Singapore. 99 years, now left only 30 years. People still buy. They say, "I'm not going to live here for 30 years, so still good, still good." In my Father's house, every mansion is freehold. No land tax, no property tax, no nothing. No repairs, wonderful. What's the use of buying a house and the first thing is roof leak and termites all over the place? This happened. Ah, dear friends, Jesus says, "I go and prepare a place for you." How good. Not only does He save us, ensure that your soul will go to heaven and one day inherit a beautiful mansion. And He goes on to prepare a place for us. "And I will come again." What's the use of preparing a place and you cannot go? There are some people who buy properties overseas and never get to go there. That is part of this earthly scene. Jesus says, "I go and prepare a place for you." Thank God for Him. We have a wonderful Savior who thinks of all our needs and He ensures that you will get there. He gives you the passport. You're sure to get there. And He says, "I prepared that place for you. It will be yours. And I will come and take you there myself." Can you think of a better Savior than that? So, think Think of the home over there. Think of others whom you love, who are not part of the deal. No place in heaven. How about that? Maybe your own parents. Maybe your own siblings. Somebody in your family. Watch and pray. Open your eyes, watch and pray, and return to Singapore a better person. How many new friends have you made at camp? I have made quite a number. However, I want to inform all of you, those I've made friends with, I've written their names or asked them to write their names. And then I must make some additional descriptive notes to say what this person looks like. Because almost 100% sure, when I meet you again, I say, hey, who are you? There are so many members in my church. And I say, come, write your name for me. I say, I'm so glad to know you now. How many years have you been a member of this church? You know what? I expect them to say a few months. 12 years! Here's the shepherd who knows, does not know the sheep. My sheep hear my voice. We have a wonderful Savior who knows all of us. All our names, all our details, data, everything. Are you on the way there? I pray that this camp will do something for you so that you will magnify the name of the Savior. I have chosen a closing hymn to sing with you. A hymn that I'm a hymn collector, by the way. And when I was in Melbourne, I found this hymn, number 45. We'll sing just the first and the last verses. Just the first and last. But for time constraint, I must hand over the time back to the camp master. Number 45 says, let others see Jesus in you. What's the use of coming to a camp and go back? ISQ. Still the same as ever. Bad temper. Sleep late, lazy, careless, so many other things. No, let us go back and say, hey, this person is different. Are you different? Stanza 1 and stanza 4 only. While passing through this world of sin and others, my life shall see. Yes, they will not be reading the book, the Bible, to know what is Christianity. They see you. You're Christian. I like to study what your life is all about. Are you different? Are you better? Let's arise, please. Our Father in heaven, bless all our dear friends, loved ones gathered here this morning as we prepare to travel. I pray that thy holy angels will grant safety and keep us in the path of peace and safety. Bless every traveler and grant to us the sure knowledge of salvation and a home in heaven and a sure expectation of the coming again of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.